Either I could explain myself clearly or you misunderstood me completely. What I said was, I described in detail the phenomena of Jamal, which meant in essence that the Jamal requires no use of sword even in defense, while Jalal means you are permitted the use of force in defense, not as offensive weapon. So those prophets who belong to the Jalali category, when they were attacked by sword and they were made under question, they were attempted under question to change their religion, then Allah permitted them the use of sword in their defense. They are called Jalali prophets. But there is a phenomena of Messiahhood in which sword is left alone only to the hands of the persecutors, and you are not permitted to defend yourself with sword in answer to that persecution. The enemy has swords and you have your necks or heads to be beheaded. That phenomena is called Jamali phenomena. And it has its own significance, and I spoke at length on this subject and various aspects of Jamal.